What strikes me most of all, and seems to me to be the core of the trouble, is the fact that the sense of reality is so completely lost. One feels oneself to be moving in a fictitious world. This reduced sense of reality accounts for a reduced sense of responsibility and for the absence of effective volition. One has one's wishes and daydreams, one has one's likes and dislikes. They do not amount to a will. For the private citizen, musing over national affairs, there is no scope for such will and no task at which it could develop. He is a member of an unworkable committee, the committee of the whole nation. And this is why he expends less disciplined effort on mastering a political problem than he expends on a game of bridge.
Topsy Part 1.
A lot of ground to cover tonight, so we may as well just break in right now. I'm afraid we're going to break in right over Cozy Coal, folks. Okay, but this is Topsy, Chesty. You're digging Topsy Part 1.
I love Topsy.
Yes, but you specifically love Topsy Part 1, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so, because that's at least Part 1 out of 2, we think. Tonight on Lost Discs Radio, that's right, Jimmy Knight, sitting in here with you at top of the hour, where things are topsy, and things are chesty, and Joe Stacks on the phone line, only through the phone patch today. We have an audio on Joe Stacks.
This is the sound of my voice. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yes, and we have Dr. Doc Brown on the other side of the room.
Yes, 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 yes.
Where he's wont to be, and right beside him on the other side of the room turns out to be our buddy Brad of Grits Radio fame.
Hey, folks.
Brad, you came all this way from Massachusetts. Joe, you okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Joe. Feeling good.
Joe, what do you drink? What are you drinking tonight? Let's just get this out of the way. Come on.
We're doing some Black Velvet Hot Toddies here to ring in the new year.
Wow.
Hot Toddies.
It's going to be spicy tonight.
It's just That's like for, Trump.
Oh, my God. Chesty.
Sorry. Oh,
pace yourself, Chesty.
I'm sorry.
Pace yourself, guys. Yeah, that's true. That's the 1963 version off the Coral label, right? As opposed to the big hit from 1959 version on the Love label, because as we know, Trump trumps love instead of love trumps hate. We should be having signs now walking around saying Trump trumps love, right? If that's the way it's going to be, Joe.
Huh.
And you know that's the way it's going to be.
All right, now look, here's the way I figure it. I mean, yeah, the whole set tonight is sort of going to comment on things, but I honestly think this is the way you can take it. And Doc, bet you're going to back me up on this, I know it.
Okay.
So like, we're going to play a bunch of records that are kind of going to mean something to you, even though you don't know these records, probably, because, you know, we're trying to play... What are we trying to play?
Some lost discs. Right.
Right, yeah. The obscurities.
Obscurities,
and the
right.
lost discs. So the problem is people, I think, are either going to be offended or they're going to be delighted, but it's going to be based on their own, like, political reality. Like, I'm not going to say, hey, here comes a song that's really scathing against Trump, and then play, like, this, you know, this thing from 1973 on some obscure label, and you say, wow, I can't believe he's playing that thing that was scathing for Trump, and it was, like, prognosticating. I'm not saying. I'm just going to play these records, and here's what I think. I think if you're, like, a pro-Trump person, you're going to think that it's, like, praising Trump. But if you're, like, really against Trump, you're going to be like, yeah, he's right, man. That record's really against Trump. Honestly, that's how it's going to go. It's going to be polarized. And you bear me out, folks, right? Doc, they could be in touch. There's, like, an email.
My sunglasses are polarized.
By the way, Val... Not only is Brad over there from Grits Radio, but Val is his gal over there on the thing. But we only have so many microphones to go around, so...
So it's lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. That's discs with a C.
What?
Right.
All right. So let's just... You're going to have to duke it out tonight at your own pace, folks.
David, duke it out.
But we are... We're going to... Well, yes, that's right, Doc. We're going to kick it off tonight exclusively on the show, man. Lost Discs. Radio.
Thank you. 3-4-5 fam. Oh, I smell the blood of an Englishman.
5-5-4-5.
I smell the stereo Englishman. Knees up, mother brow. Now you're here and now you're gone. Love me, touch me, feel me do. They love me because I'm you. Let us go to church and be good looking.
Commies sure are sneaky. Oh, come on. You don't think for one moment that this thing is just an accident, do you? Do you?
Mr. Monroe, you don't honestly think...
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Yes. Tell him.
We have information. They plan to dump LSD in the reservoir, so this could very well be part of a coordinated attack.
Huh? Oh, look at the facts. Look at the facts. Now, if you know who was getting ready to act up again, what would be better than to give Americans a sense of security? A full sense of security and euphoria.
A long time ago in Egypt, the Pharaoh had a million slaves. He beat them to death in the desert sun to build him a fancy grave. What a terrible thing to do, what a terrible thing to do. But that's just history, and anyone can see it could never happen. Close by the River Jordan, the gentlest of men was born. They nailed him to a cross on Calvary Hill with a crown of razor thorn. What a terrible thing to do, what a terrible thing to do. But that's theology, and anyone can see.
what about the Out of Sight Sounds of Gold tonight on the Lost Discs radio show? You know, we're coming at you live on January 14th, 2017, right? And we all know why that's exciting. And that it's going to tie into that record right there by Gold. Come on, who's got it? Why is this exciting?
Oh, it's the 50th anniversary. It's 50 years since that thing happened.
That thing, Doc.
Right. Yeah.
In San Fran, man, right. At Golden Gate Park, the first human being.
The human beings.
The human being.
Okay.
Like a human being.
A gathering of the tribes. Words.
Yes, it was the first gathering of the tribes. Very good. Right. So, anyway, that's what we're going to be doing in the second hour. We're going to be doing all kind of San Fran live sets, Doc, including somebody posted a thing they think maybe the dead set from January 14, 1967 at that.
Oh, really?
Being. So we're going to try some of that.
Intriguing concept.
But see, Gold there, that's a San Fran band, man, that never really got properly recorded. That was some bootleg live set from we don't know exactly where, Joe.
We don't?
I don't know where that was recorded.
Hey, speak for yourself, Jimmy.
Why? but it was Gold with Living High and, you know, just before that, of course, well, no one could believe we were playing a group called The Band, right? The B-A-N-N-E-D, Doc, you get it?
Oh, nice.
So The Band was giving us It Could Never Happen Here, right? That's based on the title of that novel by what's-his-name, Jesse? It Couldn't Happen Here.
I don't know.
What, no. The political, you know, yeah, right. Fascism thing? Anyways.
Yeah. Norman Mailer?
So... I should have looked that up, but you know what I'm talking about. It's based on a novel, and you should probably go read it now. Because we kicked off the show with Ooby Scooby Doomsday from Gone. Yes, and we should send that out to Cosmic Debris, who is, you know, we are now very excited to have been led into by Cosmic Debris, and prior to that, Captain Ganja. So thanks to Captain Ganja, because, you know, we're kind of stepping on his toast again tonight. Right, Brad?
That's right.
Isn't this normally the time?
That's right.
10 p.m. on the Eastern time zone, folks, but Ganja let us slip in here to do this live thing that we're doing. Joe, what do you think about Gold, right? You and I just kind of got hipped up to this like the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. And you told me you took me off to the connection with Saloom Sinclair and the Mother Bear. So
yeah, Robin
Sinclair. Quite a lineage there.
Robin Sinclair, she was the Sinclair, right?
Yeah, she was the Sinclair vocals for Gold. I mean, you know, short-lived, well, not short-lived, they were around for a few years, but they only released, like, one single on Golden State back in the late 60s. And since then, they've been comped a few times, and I think you told me you had an entire album that somebody put out.
Yeah, this is some German label, man. I don't even know. This is like a gray market German label bootleg. Folks, that's how deep it's gone. Other than that, I think everything's coming off of the vinyl tonight, right? We had The Band on the Fontana label, Joe. Now, this is like they're trying to be like the spokesman, right? With like Donna Correction, something, right?
Did they do that too?
No, but no, that was a group called The Spokesman. The Dawn of Correction, which was the answer
to the British, Age of
Destruction.
The Fontana label. Yeah, there's not a lot on these guys. They may have been just a studio concoction. You know, it's like, hey, let's see if we can wring a little more money out of answer songs.
Hey, interestingly enough, over here on the side, we found out the name of the book you were talking about, the author of the book.
Yes, please.
Sinclair.
Yes.
Lewis.
Upton Sinclair.
Upton Sinclair.
Wait, so Upton Sinclair, everything goes back to Saloom Sinclair and the Mother Bear, man.
Really?
Yeah, that was Robin Sinclair on the vocals in Gold, and that's how I got to that group and said, man, well, where have these cats been?
Cats and cats.
All right, so here we are. And we have heard in from Geezer Mountain, by the way, on that email.
Oh, nice. Let's
double check that with Geezer because, you know, listen, if people are offended, they just need to get stoned and get ready for the San Fran action in the second hour because this is going to get really ugly potentially if you're in the right or the wrong frame of mind. Who's that? The boss is listening. Look at this. I got an email from the boss man, Randy Tibbins.
Ooh, nice.
Right from over at rockandradio.com.
He's out in California burning some incense.
What's he doing? What?
I said he's out in California burning some incense, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, he's...
Or he might be incensed.
He's telling it. Yes, Doc.
It depends on your point of view.
As a matter of fact, his email said, be good. Boss is listening. So, yeah, I think... We're already pissing people off. And speaking of pissing people off, good old... Oh, wait. Yes. Now, good old Mr. Bill in Boise, Idaho says he can't get the stream to launch, so I don't know what the hell. And then it was good old, Wayne and his gal down in North Carolina were chiming in pre-show. And finally, here's Randy Tivins again. And he's bitching because it only didn't even get the 76 degrees Fahrenheit where he is today. In the San Fernando Valley. Oh, man, sorry for the hard time. Oh, speaking of hard times, you know, that damn Hillary Clinton had some hard times. So since we're doing this thing where you don't know if we're playing something that's against Trump or for Trump, it's like all based on your reality. Well, here comes one we're telling you right now we are sending out because, hey, you know Doc Chesty.
Yep, Doc Chesty.
Doc, you get ready to be a smart, but Chesty, I want you to pay awares now. With Trump coming into office, that means any guy now could, apparently this could be like a considered a good thing or a bad thing, right? Any guy can just, you know, grab you any way he wants, like for the next 4 years, right? With, as long as you got like some Tic Tacs. So with to that end, we're sending this one out, Doc Country Joe and the Fish tonight, you know?
Oh, come on.
Exclusively on Lost Discs Radio.
Well, now deep in my heart, baby, I know that you care. Deep in my heart, baby, the feeling is there. Gold, I got something, money can't buy. I got something that you wanna try. I got love, love, I said love, sweet love. I got love, baby, yeah. Well, I can tell by your smile what you wanna do. Got the feeling too. Come on, baby, it's time to move. 'Cause I've got something that's a stone grew. I got love, love, I said love, sweet love. I got love,
say to me, what are you doing? You're not doing any work. You're not working at a job and making a big salary, but...
Lost this radio.
You would think that after the delusions of New England and early Texas, the urge to hunt witches would have disappeared from the Western world, but nothing of the kind. The medieval idea of witchcraft was replaced with things like race and nationality.
What can I do to help?
A girl's work is never done. You boys think we are having fun. Mopping and sweeping up the floor. Uh-oh, the salesman's at the door. Never done. Never done. A girl's work is never done. Wash up the windows and the blinds.
Never done.
beat.
While I cook, he reads a book. A girl's work is never done. My baby brother's now in bed. Lullaby and the guy need an aspirin for my head. There in the laying room, Bob sleeps. That means the dog I gotta feed. Never done, never done. A girl's work is never done.
And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the... I can do anything.
Meanwhile, atop the Umbrella Factory.
I love the poorly educated.
Thank you.
tree in the sky, and there's a new voice crying, we're not afraid to die. Let the old world make believe it's blind and deaf and dumb, but nothing can change the shape of things. Nothing can change the shape of things. Changes lying ahead on every road, and there are new thoughts ready and waiting to explode. When tomorrow is today, the bells may toll for some, but nothing can change the shape of things. Nothing can change the shape of things. The future's coming in now, sweet and strong. Ain't no one gonna hold it back for long. There are young dreams crowding out old realities. There's revolution sweeping in like a fresh new breeze. Let the old world make believe it's blind and deaf and dumb, but nothing can change the shape of things. Nothing can change the shape of things. Nothing can change the shape of things to come.
Rosalind Kind, right, with covering that tune. Now, come on, a lot of people seem to know that tune somehow. That was covering Max Frost and the Troopers original off the movie soundtrack from Wild in the Streets. That's true, but that's Rosalind Kind like a year or two later in 1969, I'm thinking, from her second album on the RCA label, Shape of Things to Come. And this is, she's like half-sisters to Streisand, Barbara Streisand. Right? Joe, you dig Rosalind Kind, right?
Oh, yeah. And, yep, younger half-sister of Barbara Streisand.
Yeah. So she's been out there doing her thing, apparently, let alone that one. And before that, Joe, do you know who that was before that, doing The Wizard?
You know, I couldn't pick up a lot of that, so I didn't catch it. Sorry.
Oh no. Okay. Well, because that's a group you hipped me up to, but I found the LP here down the street, the old Replay Records. That was the Purple Gang.
Ah, nice.
Right on the old Sire label, right there. They're out of the UK, Joe.
Yeah, yeah. Best known for their kind of novelty psych and jug band number, "Granny Takes a Trip."
Yeah. Yeah, giving it to us there, sort of a. Whoop. Now, wow, we didn't know that would be a moment where Dr. Doc Brown would have to ring the bell.
Granny Takes a Trip, man.
Yeah, man, Purple Gang with The Wizard, okay, and yes, and that's what, that's 67, Joe, probably on that?
Yeah, something along that. I mean, the album it was probably released in 68, so it would make sense that the single came out ahead of that, and so 67 sounds just right.
And right, and before the Purple Gang, it was the Cordettes, okay, out of 1959, right? That's 5-9er on the old Cadence label with a Girl's Work Is Never Done, Chesty, Get Up and Mop the Floor. You Can't Be on the Show No More, right?
Hey.
Because you're living in the house.
Hey.
I don't know, but that's, hey, listen, that's how the song went, you know, it was... That's one of those records, I think it got to like number 99 on the chart for 2 weeks back in 59, right? A very Not a hit for the Cordettes. Okay, and yeah, and we kicked off that set. Yes, we did kick off that set, Doc, with Country Joe and the Fish, and wow. That's off the off their first album, The Mono Copy.
Oh, nice.
Of that said album on the old Vanguard label with a tune called Love. All right, so we're looking around. No one, I think, has had the guts to email back in. The listenership is dropping. People are jumping ship. They don't know. They don't want to mix. People don't want to know from social, right, Doc?
No, who?
People don't want us to be taking on social issues and political issues on the show. They just want to hear
They want some bubblegum lost discs. Yeah.
They just want some new oldies for a change.
It's a whole commie plot.
Geniuses. Right, Brad? That's sort of some
geniuses.
Some new Americana for a change, man. All right, so it's too bad. One more time, Doc, just in case somebody cares.
Lost Discs Radio. At yahoo.com. Discs with a C. Yeah,
spell it with a C. Yeah. And, you know, some people had emailed in a day or two ago when they found out we were going live tonight, they were threatening to pick us up on the shortwave of 5130, where we are being broadcast on the underground shortwave.
Those are probably just idle threats.
Kilocycles, man. And we are being relayed on the low power FM at Geezer Mountain and
that's a thing.
And Grits Radio back, is that on the air right now, Brad?
Absolutely.
Back in where's that?
Absolutely in North Attleboro.
Well, yes, you could put it that way. All right, so look, we're going on into the last set, more or less here, Joe. I guess there's nothing much more to talk about except yes, Country Joe and the Fish was also another San Fran band, right? So. As we know, we are still in the throes of digging the fact that this very day where we're coming to you live, folks, January 14th, is tonight the 50th anniversary of the first Gathering of the Tribes human being in Golden Gate Park, San Francisco. So at top of the hour, when we're done shooting off our mouths here, we're going to go into some cool San Fran bands, live sets, obscure dad action, and all kind of whatnots, right? And wow. Was that?
Ooh.
Our life. Chesty on the triangle over there, folks, all night. And hey, don't tempt Dr. Doug Brown. We might have to get out the sweet potato flute in the second hour.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. Joe, so we got to go into this last set. We're kicking off with a group called The Domestic Help. Do we care, really, about this?
Well, we don't know much about them. They're a group that managed to put out two 45s on the ACTA label,
yes,
in the mid-60s, and that's about the extent of it.
Yeah, and I do. We got them on the ACTA label here tonight, folks, on our... it's on the Your Reality special. Lost Discs. Radio.
And sorrow, or you can forgive.
Radio.
I don't like this, Jimmy.
The old left, the new left, the psychedelic left, junkies, ex-junkies, winos, dropouts, psychotics, people who are really disenchanted with what happens. They join us.
This crazy world, people killing each other all in the streets. Nobody safe, even old folks are getting beat. It's time somebody take a stand. Whatever happened to Superman? Whatever happened to Superman? There's trouble all the world, it just don't end. Where's that cry peace? Amen. It hasn't been this way since I can remember when. Whatever happened to Superman?
Guitar, I can sing a few notes. I'm old enough now in this country to vote. So I wrote me a song about the white-winged dove and a toy gun for Christmas in place of love. I hear children yell with their hands on a gun. I'm better than you 'cause I got one. My playmates respect me, my mommy does too, 'cause she bought it for me to shoot whatever I choose. Sometimes I wish this gun it was real, but I can't pretend that it's made out of steel. Bullets and powder and a trigger to pull, then I'd be grown up like the rest of the world. Just a toy, just a toy, just a toy. Just a toy, just a toy, just a toy. A real one, a steel one, just a toy. When I grow up, it will be okay to join the army and to vote someday. Like my mommy, my country will. will give me a gun to use like I did my old toy one. Nobody is born with the urge to kill. You learn it as you live, and you live as you will. So buy your kids a toy gun so they will have the right to kill mankind and the dove's last flight. The blood of this world is mixed with tears. Guns have been around for hundreds of years. If that's the way you want it, then that's the way it is. 'Cause the world's what you make it, and we made it blood red. Daddy, oh daddy, buy me some love. I dreamed last night I'd kill a white-winged dove. Everybody was dead except for three things: me, my gun, and the doggone dream. In my dream, the dove, she tried to fly. My toy gun killed her and I watched her die. Then the wind sank soft like a tear from above. Your daddy cannot buy back the white-winged dove. Just a toy, just a toy, just a toy. Just a toy, just a toy, just a toy. A real one, a steel one, just a toy.
Lost this radio.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper.
Underneath it all, I could die blown, but he's over all. Never get the second call. I'm singing no, no, whoa, whoa. I'm feeling whoa, 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 whoa. I still smell the stench of death until it's running all through my veins. God help me if it reached my brain. I'm singing no, no, whoa, whoa. I'm feeling low. So hard to find the weak link, to find the weak link, to find the weak link. I'm singing no, 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 no. I'm feeling low. My flesh is feeling mighty raw, and you roll me through the bowling hall, singing no, no, whoa, whoa. Feeling whoa, 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 whoa.
Tell me what you think you saw. Was it sweet as apple brandy wine? Or shall we talk of it another time? I'm singing no, no, oh, oh. I'm feeling whoa, 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 whoa. I'm feeling no.
Paranoid sounds now of Gary Higgins, right? Waterbury, Connecticut's own Gary Higgins. We've tried to play him before and tried to tell you that before.
Huh, interesting.
Well, I Can't Sleep at Night, of course, you know. And then, yes, that's off the new reissue from 10 years ago on the Drag City. No one has the original copy, man, from like 73. That's out of 1973. Local pressing here in Connecticut. Before that, it was Mark Spalestra on the Elektra Records label, right? White Winged Dove. And man, oh man, man. Before that, it really was Captain Freak and the Luna Cycle Band, Brad. You digging me? The Luna Cycle Band. Off the Filet of Soul label. So I don't know, Joe. Philadelphia way? We don't know.
It could be.
We don't.
But no
and,
one knows.
And all right. Well, speaking of the paranoia of the hour, folks. You've been digging it. You've been digging it here tonight on Lost Discs Radio. We don't know if we've offended you. We've done what we could have done. Maybe we haven't tried hard enough. But no. Seriously, I think you could easily have listened to this entire show and thought, yeah, they're really pro-Trump. Because that's... No one can tell anymore. Like, you tell one person one thing, you tell the same thing to someone else. Multiple realities, folks. I don't know where any of this really fits in. But you can always check us out over at our website. It is LostDiscsRadio.com. Or, you get over to RockinRadio.com and dig the action with the RLT Archives Music Magazine. Right, with the boss man, Randy Tibbins, who chimed in multiple times tonight, by the way, and said, Joe Stacks, he hopes you feel better, man.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, take some more of that cough medicine, Joe. Wink, wink.
It's purely medicinal, I guarantee it.
And, check it out over there with the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone, and our other brother, the electrophonic Bri Fi Phillips. Folks are over there at rockinradio.com, like I says. And our check him out over at Grits Radio. Brad, thanks for sitting shotgun, man.
My pleasure, anytime.
All right, good night, Chesty.
Good night.
Stick around hour two, little San Fran action, folks, for the people that are wannabe B-inners. In the meantime, good night, Val. Good night, Dr. Doc Brown.
Yep, check you later.
Yes, and good night, Weasley Steve. Wherever.
Everybody okay?
Yeah. Only I think my tailbone is where my jawbone's supposed to be.